Campbell Brown is the featured speaker at the yearly event held at the posh Sagamore Resort on Lake George. The business council meeting often features top politicians, but seldom attracts demonstrations. This year, though, it will be different. The State Teachers Union, New York State United Teachers, and its affiliated group AQE, or Alliance for Quality Education, plans to bring hundreds of teachers, parents, and others to voice their disagreement with Brown's ideas. Billy Easton with AQE calls Brown a front person for billionaire Wall Street executives who he says fund the charter school movement.
We're going to be exposing her from land, air, and sea. So we'll be out front picketing. There'll also be a airplane flying overhead provided by the teachers union, NYSET, with a banner. And then there'll be boats coming up with visuals as well so that everybody can see why we are there to expose that Campbell Brown is actually there. She portrays herself as an advocate for children, but she really represents the same hedge fund billionaires.
Brown has opposed many teachers' union policies and practices. She tried to influence contract talks. She's worked to require greater background checks for teachers and has voiced support for a lawsuit in California to weaken teacher tenure. She's on the board of the New York City-based charter school network Success Academy. One of her websites, the Partnership for Educational Justice, says its goal is to help students and their families advocate for the great public schools they deserve, with a particular focus on low-income students. The teachers' union is trying to discourage state lawmakers from attending the speech as well, says Easton.
I've talked to a lot of state legislators who've told us that they are not going to be attending the event, that they do not have no interest in joining in something they consider an attack on public schools. And it's interesting, this is not just Democrats. We've had a lot of Assembly Republicans also telling us that they're not going to be going to this event tomorrow at all.
A spokesman for the business council says they have not heard of any state lawmakers canceling their attendance at Brown's speech. The business council president, Heather Brichetti, in a statement says it's ironic and troubling that just days into the school year, the teachers union is asking its members to spend their energy trying to repress opposing views. She says they should instead focus on fixing the crisis in our schools. Brichetti calls results from public charter schools promising. Easton with AQE says his group is not disputing Brown's right to speak, but he says he still thinks it was a mistake for the business council to invite her. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.